confusing drivers. It is not helping at junctions and what have you, and it is an overload of information. So as a result, people don't pay any attention to signs because there's too many, and I don't believe it is value for money. I don't believe it is the best solution for tourists because they're simply confused by the amount of signs that are up. And I do think that a joined-up approach needs to be brought about whereby the council do an inventory of the amount of signs that are up.
There have also in the past been instances where signs can be downright contradictory. Are there any instances of that on the N56 that you're aware of?
Well, there are many, many, I suppose, instances of contradiction on the N56, and there are many signs on the N56 or poles on the N56 that signs have come off, have not been replaced, but another post has been erected very close to that post and another sign put up on it. So instead of trying to tidy up along the N56, what they're actually doing is creating clutter, creating confusion, creating distraction, and that needs to be sorted out. We found last year that the National Roads Authority, along with Bord Fáilte, carried out a survey of their signage and erected more signage. But then we find that this year in 2014, the Wild Atlantic Way have come along and they have spent 400,000 on signage on the N56 within our county. So the question I would ask, was there nobody anywhere within the realms of senior civil servants who could have indicated that if both tranches of money had been spent at one time, signs could have been incorporated onto each other, tourism information could have been put on the same sign as directional information, and it would have reduced significantly the amount of signs instead of just putting signs up for the sake of saying they have signs up, which is not good. So what I will be seeking at the next council meeting is I will be asking that Donegal County Council roads engineers along with the safety engineers carry out an inventory of the amount of signs that are erected on the N56, try to ensure that a proper process is put in place into the future, that if a sign is to be erected, that it is erected at the best situation and it is tried to be incorporated, and furthermore, that value for money is brought about for the taxpayer.